for MT Mobile. Last calling station is KO4PXB. PXB, I believe. KX4MT Mobile. Name's Mike here.
It's Kilo Oscar 4 Papa X-ray Bravo Lloyd.
And I've talked a few times here on this repeater. How you doing today?
Doing good. Picking up a laptop. It's an Apple laptop that the user mentioned that it's infected with virus and got all kind of pop-ups. So I'm going to go picking it up, see what I can do to clean it up.
Yep. That you said that you worked on computers. I'm a Mac nerd myself. Wasn't aware. I mean, I know they can get infected a little bit, but I wasn't aware they were as, I guess, susceptible to viruses. Maybe that's just a dumb question, but anyway, is that true?
Less likely to get infected, but now that more and more people are buying Macs, they're, I guess, the people that are trying to be malicious and hateful are developing more and more stuff for Macs, and due to the fact that in the process of really not being very popular, sometimes the virus, antivirus companies are strictly dealing or want to do updates for Windows and not really worry about Macs, but that's getting better.
Good to know. Well, yeah, I converted over to Mac, it was probably 15 years ago. Due to my work, that's the job that I took was all Mac, and so when I went there, went to Mac, and I guess I never went back. I actually just bought a new MacBook Pro, probably 3 months ago. My last one lasted me for years and years. That's one good thing about them, that's for sure.
They seem to run well.
Guy that works on computers, are you more of a Mac guy or more of a PC guy?
We maintain more PCs than Macs. I think we probably got 20 customers that deal with Macs.
What is your personal preference so far as a computer for your personal use? Do you prefer a PC or a Mac?
It's truly getting the Windows operating system due to the fact that there's more applications that are there and you don't have to really worry about the issue of trying to find stuff, and sometimes you've got to really know PowerShell to get some stuff running behind the scenes with a Mac.
Yeah, being in a ham radio, finding things that it's not as bad as it used to be, but still finding things that run with Mac can be challenging. So I use a program called MacLogger DX. It's pretty good, but from what I've seen of like things like Ham Radio Deluxe, it doesn't look like it's as good as that is. And so, MacLogger DX has served me well. I had thought about putting Parallels on the MacBook, but I never got around to that. On my last MacBook, I had a sandbox or something where you kind of partition off the hard drive and then load Windows onto it, and that worked okay programming, you know, little handhelds and such.
Definitely having a secondary part of it, because that's what we do on some of our stuff. We'll sit there and create a separate partition off of that Mac and just run Windows in a virtual environment.
Doing that with this Mac, but haven't got around to it. I've got an old Windows PC laying around, or not PC, a laptop laying around. So if I ever need a PC or Windows rather, I go ahead and just grab that one. It still runs. So we'll see what happens when that, you know, conks out on me. We'll see. But anyway, all right, Lloyd, well, thanks for coming back to the call, and hope things are going well for you today. And I'm pulling up here to the high school to pick up my daughter, so I'm going to say 73 to you. But you have a good rest of your day, and hope to talk to you again soon. Lloyd, take care. KX4MT, I'll be clear in your final.
All right, sir. Have a great day. It's KO4PXB.
I might tell that gentleman to look at N3FJP, November 3FJP. That's about the most popular logging program there is around now, but I don't know if it'll work with Mac or not. And Gerald, star for a short.
Hi, Terrence Woods. He heard you. Said he may have already went inside the school to pick up his daughter.
Went inside, but I sure like that one. It's easy, and I'm not a computer expert person, but it's a great program, and they use it at field days and stuff like that, Lloyd. And you pay one fee one time, and I think it's $50, and Ham Radio Deluxe, I think you got to pay for it every year, I've heard, but it's been a long time since I've discussed it with anyone. Anyways, Bernice got me a little snack sitting down here. I can't stay, but nice hearing you this afternoon, KO4PXB and 0TR73.